Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Baby Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
All right, guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That's Perez. Happy birthday to start off with to you.
Thank you. What a birthday to remember, that's for sure. You know, I just can't fake shit. I can't fake it. I do think and hope that our show today will be able to make you laugh or make you think or provide a distraction, but I can't pretend that I'm all rainbows and sunshine and smiles and things are good. Things are freaking crazy. And one of the reasons that they were crazy for me all of last week is what most everybody else is finding out today, Monday, March 23rd, I've known since early last week, because once again, my kid's school was at the forefront of letting us know things. Mm-hmm. So I knew since last week that my kids were not going to have school all of April. And that was just weighing down on me. I'm not complaining. I'm all for doing whatever is necessary to save lives, to make this whole awfulness easier on our doctors and nurses, paramedics, people that are putting in valiant work. But I also have to acknowledge that as a father of three, that's hard because my kids have not left the house at all. I think 13 days. They've gone outside to the backyard, but still, like, we're at a point now where they're starting to act up, which is to be understood. It's to be expected. Mm-hmm.
It's expected, sure, yeah.
But I'm going nuts. Like, I'm
all I'm laughing about is I remember all those times you're like, I want a fourth kid.
Oh God.
And I'm sitting over here just with my girlfriend in, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't mind this. I'll be completely honest. I don't mind one bit. You know what a homebody I am. I don't like going out. I miss sushi. I miss that. But outside of it, you know, I love my house. I'm running out of things to fix. But outside of that, okay, I'm cool. I'm good. I hate that I have to go to the grocery store. I had to go yesterday for the first time. Outside of that,
well,
I'm cool.
I'm going to have to go to the grocery store too. I've been trying to do online shopping and everything is out of stock, unavailable to deliver, no delivery mm-hmm. window, blah, blah, blah. I think the biggest issue for me, in addition to my kids, and probably even more so than my kids, is my mom. Because the more I read up on this, the more I now am aware that for anybody with asthma, this mm-hmm. is possibly or potentially fatal. I mean, I was mm-hmm. reading this article about this very healthy 44-year-old lawyer who runs marathons. His asthma is in check so much so that he can run fucking marathons. And he got this coronavirus and had to be hospitalized and is on a ventilator now. Anybody mm-hmm. with asthma. And my mom is not just asthmatic. She has diabetes and she's in her late 60s. So she was doing pretty good about self-isolating and staying in her house by herself. Mm-hmm. But over the last few days, she's been coming over here a little bit, still keeping her distance. But even her coming over, it's like, ah. Anyways, it's just, it sucks. And it sucks because I see what's happening in Italy. And that's just mm-hmm. devastating. I am an empath and I'm hurting for them. I see what's happening in Spain and that's devastating. I see what's happening and what's going to continue to happen in New York State. Here in America, and it's just crazy. And every day, more people are being infected, more people that we know, like the Senator Rand Paul has coronavirus mm-hmm. and he was doing meetings with fellow senators, doing what you're not supposed to be doing if you have symptoms. If you have symptoms, mm-hmm. you should be staying home, is what doctors have told us. This guy did not stay home. He went out and was in the Senate. And imagine how many other senators may now have it because of that person. And then you see people who have access to these tests. Niall DeMarco, he did a whole post. He's this former Dancing with the Stars winner, I believe. And also, he was a contestant on America's Next Top Model. He says that he's been really sick, but he decided not to get tested. But though he should be tested, actually. The ones that shouldn't be tested are the celebrities that have no symptoms that are getting tested. If you don't have any symptoms, don't get tested. But if you're feeling very unwell, you should get tested, because then you should let people know that you've been in contact with, if you've been in contact with people over the last, I don't know how many days. But I'm trying to be somewhat optimistic, like that one act. But it sucks because, like, I'm getting information now from actors, too. That one actor from Lost, Daniel Day Kim, he mm-hmm. claims that he was taking this drug cocktail prescribed to him by his doctor that worked on him. And I think one of these, or if not this same one, like similar, is what Donald Trump was talking about. Like, this actor says, the anti-malaria drug. But then the other guy, the one that I think knows more, Dr. Fauci, mm-hmm. he says that there need to be clinical trials and that's all anecdotal and blah, 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 blah.
It doesn't even matter if that's the antidote. They're running out of that drug now and it's not even tested.
They're running out of that drug?
Yeah, because doctors are already prescribing it to people, because people that have money, they got these doctors that they'll prescribe anything for them. So they're running out and getting this drug just in case it's the antidote. So they're having trouble keeping that now because so many people are getting it.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. Look, there's enough of this on CNN. Seriously, this sucks. The whole thing sucks. But it is what it is. Let's get through it. There's nothing else we could do.
I wonder what... I don't think he's given an update, but like Andy Cohen has coronavirus. Like, is his son mm-hmm. staying with him? Like, his son, I think, is less than a year old. I'd be concerned with my son staying in the same apartment as me or even in the same house.
You know,
what do you do?
My friend had it in New York.
Does he have kids?
No, he doesn't have kids, but he's over 50 and he had some pre-existing health problems to begin with. He's on the other side of it. He feels, you know, he's back, and he actually got to go outside Saturday. So he's pretty stoked about that. He's got a wife and she's in the other room, but she didn't get it. She didn't get any, have any signs of it. And she can't get a test because, of course, she can't get a test anywhere. And she doesn't have any symptoms. And he's like, it's kind of like the flu. So if you have it, they're not going to give you anything for it. See, it's kind of pointless to go in, even if you have it. Just quarantine. They're going to tell you you have it. Then what? Nothing. They give you nothing. Tylenol. Send you home.
But now I know why it is important to get tested. And what I've done enough reading that says it is important to get tested if you have symptoms, because then you can trace it back too. And you should be in.
There's no possible way you can trace this back.
Trace it back in terms of, like I said earlier, like letting people know that you have it.
Everybody's going to get it. I mean, it's sort of inevitable. Like they're saying in New York, 8 out of 10 people are going to get it. It's not fatal for most people, but people you're talking, like your mother, it could be. She's asthmatic and old, and that's who we're trying to protect at this point. But people that are relatively healthy are generally, not always, there's going to be, just like any death or any weird thing, there's always going to be some people that it may affect, but it's not everyone. Most people are going to get over this just fine.
But the thing is that so many are being hospitalized. I think I read something like about 20% of all people that get it are being hospitalized. That's a high number.
It affects some people, and a lot of the people they're saying are older, of those 20%. They're older, and they haven't taken very good care of themselves. I mean, look around this country. We're not a country of people that takes care of ourselves. We're an overweight, obese country. We're smokers. High cholesterol, that's America. So, you know, a lot of those people are going to have a problem.
Even Prince Albert of Monaco was hospitalized, and he's only 62 years old. I mean, I don't know if he has any pre-existing conditions, but still.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of shape he's in either.
It's just crazy. And it's also crazy to see so many people not taking this seriously. Like in Los Angeles over the weekend, there were so many people at Runyon Canyon going and
all the
and
parks,
hiking.
All of the, it was crazy. I had to go to the grocery store because I'm out. I was out of a lot of things. I didn't pack up. So I did my first trip out to get a bunch of crap. And I live on a street off of Reseda. And there's a big hiking trail at the top of Reseda that everybody goes to. And I've never ever seen more people walking up the hill and more cars parked on both sides of it. And that's the first response. I said, I go, well, this is hardly social distancing. You got a million people. Yeah, granted, they're 10 feet apart from each other walking and hiking.
Not even. They were not that far apart.
Yeah, people are just hanging out. It's like, no, 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 no. You're supposed to be inside. Stay inside. I felt badly enough going to the grocery store.
Yeah, you know? I saw similar things happening in Arizona. And of course, all the idiots in Florida hitting up the beaches en masse. And the governor not wanting to shut down the state like they have in New York or in California. But it's not just young people that have been out and about. Like, some older people also are refusing to self-isolate and listen and do as we're told. Like, Jennifer Garner revealed that her parents that are in their 70s are not doing as they're told.
They live in West Virginia, though, don't they? I think there's, what, one case in West Virginia?
That, I don't know. I don't know the numbers.
They had their first case the other day. Maybe they got a couple more. I don't know. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of areas in this country that aren't affected by it. People don't travel in and out of them as much. So maybe that's their thinking. I don't know.
There's a lot of celebrities, I think maybe like me, that were probably drinking or doing more and doing and saying crazy things, like Vanessa Hudgens. I'm happy to see that she's seemingly backtracked now and has been sharing information about how to prevent the spread of coronavirus. But things started going south for her when she started to complain about not being able to go to the bar. Oh, I wish I could be at the pub.
She couldn't go to the bar. She can't go to Coachella. She's the queen of Coachella.
And then things got real bad when she was like, oh, yeah, some people are going to die. It's inevitable.
She's just an actor. You know, my stance on actors and crazy things that they say. They all do it because they're all weird and they're all completely out of touch. Just proves my point.
Chrissy
That's all.
Teigen wanted to defend her, though. So she took to Twitter to say, this isn't about me this time, but it will be. Today it's about Vanessa. Sometimes people, especially famous people, are going to say really stupid shit. So are you. And they and you will learn from it. And hopefully their history says they're good. It's okay. And at the same time, wow, they really had a dumb fucking moment. But you don't have to ruin their lives. I actually, like, I don't even know why. Like, maybe because I'm trying to analyze why. Like, I've straight up been getting into fights with people over the last week. Like, I'm so...
It's because you're bored.
I mean, maybe... Is that it?
Of course that's it. You're bored and you're angry and you're cooped up inside and this is not fun and it's your nature.
Like, normally I'll ignore stupid people leaving me stupid comments, or I'll, like... My usual go-to is actually like, oh, thank you for helping this video or this tweet get more engagement. But I've not been saying that. I've been saying, like, go sit on a cactus. Things like that. Like, I don't know. It's probably the alcohol, too. I've been drinking every day, and I'm not even a big drinker. I think today is my last day.
I'm hungover. I drank a bottle of wine by myself last night, and...
Yeah, this is my last
day. You know what it is? It's fucking airport rules. You know when you go to the airport and it doesn't matter what time it is. It could be 6 a.m. and there's somebody drinking or eating nachos or some shit because you're at the airport. Our whole life is airport rules right now. That's what it is.
Well, and the not having the consistency of going to the gym every day for me. Mm-hmm. And like part of it's like it's I have like... It's like I'm not my usual self. Like, I have such a defeatist attitude. It's like, why even bother walking? Like, what's the point of walking? Because, like,
right,
I'm not going to get the results I would if I was going to the gym and taking these classes. Like, it just sucks. And then I had some amazing members of my Fram sent me boxes of peanut brittle. Shut up.
Oh, God.
They sent, and oh, my God, and I had... I'd never tried this one specific kind of peanut brittle, which is now my new favorite. It's called California brittle. Have you ever tried California brittle?
No, I have not. I'm not a big peanut brittle guy.
Oh my God. It's even better than peanut brittle. It's peanut brittle dipped in chocolate. It is next level.
You know, in college, how you get the freshman 15, you're going to get the COVID 19.
Yeah, seriously.
Easily.
If you eat too much peanut brittle, it kind of like makes your throat hurt. I don't know why.
I didn't know that was a thing, but okay. Sounds like you've done some intense research into this.
Well, I've just been eating so much. But with the chocolate-covered peanut brittle, it goes down so much smoother and it doesn't hurt. I love it.
Anyways,
Vanessa Hudgens was not the only one to get people riled up. Just yesterday, Madonna got me riled up. And I had to leave a comment on her video. And I...
You did?
Oh, yeah. Which I had to think about because I'm like, Madonna might see this. And she might get upset that I left a comment on her post. Because, listen, I love Madonna so much, but I know exactly who she is and the kind of person that she is. Madonna surrounds herself with and wants kiss asses. She only wants yes people in her life. And for somebody to tell her the truth, she may never, ever want anything to do with me ever again. But for those of you who didn't watch, she left this video.
It's great.
Not a comment. It's a video. She's naked in a rose water bathtub or rose milk or something. A lot of people are focusing on her face because she looks Asian. She's had a lot of work done and clearly had something done recently, it seems like. Who cares? Her body. Mm-hmm. She can have as much plastic surgery as she wants. But sure. What was... made me angry is that she's claiming that, oh, this is the great equalizer, blah, blah, blah. Like, first of all,
we're all the same. I'm just like you. Whatever the fuck she's talking about.
First of all, you're wrong. You're just wrong. You're out of touch. Like the setting of it all and the way that it can, and the stupid piano playing underneath it and the fact that she had, like, she claims to be self-isolating, but clearly she had somebody filming her and editing her.
Somebody poured that bath, too.
Yeah, for real.
She doesn't know how to turn on a faucet. Get out of here.
Like,
I'm trying to find, because you said it to, oh, here it is. You said she's lost her goddamn mind. And then you said, I can't even read what you said.
What did I say?
She's an out-of-touch elitist C-word.
It's true. It's true.
Now, did you put that on her comment?
No, this is what I responded on her Instagram. I said, okay. I said, I love you, but this is just dumb. You come across as uneducated and painfully out of touch. You're my number one favorite artist of all time, but this makes me angry. The rich have more resources and access to help than an average person affected with coronavirus. They're even getting tested in America without symptoms, even though officials say those without symptoms shouldn't be tested. And this also affects those in densely populated areas more. That's why this is such a moment of urgent crisis in New York City. No, not everyone is equal here, Madonna.
Giving it to Madonna.
And then after the damn stupid video, she posted a photo of herself super photoshopped with fucking roses covering her nipples. Like, was it all just for attention? And if so, is like that the way to get attention? And like now, like, what the fuck? I'll never be over Madonna, just like I could never be over Taylor Swift. Like, they're family to me. But you can be upset at your family. You can think your family is fucking stupid. And you can tell them that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. So, I mean, yeah, I didn't call her the See You Next Tuesday word on her Instagram. But I did privately amongst friends and fellow hardcore Madonna fans.
And I bet they all agreed with you, too. It is completely elitist and it was so tone deaf. Just awful. I think it's worse than Vanessa Hudgens. She's young. I'll give her a pass.
Yeah, Madonna's almost 70 years old.
This is an old bat. She's lived a little. Yeah, she's lived a little. She should know better.
No, I don't think she's almost 70. How old is she? She's 61. Old enough to know better.
To know.
Same as Evangeline Lilly, the Ant-Man actress and former Lost star. You know what, though? I love that she's not apologized. She got a lot of heat for the comments she made on Instagram, which just boggled my mind because she said, quote, business as usual, and that she dropped her kids off at gymnastics camp, which thankfully, I'm sure, has now been closed, but that they all washed their hands before going in. Ha ha ha. She claims that her dad even has stage 4 leukemia. Your dad has stage 4 leukemia and is living with you, and you're letting your fucking kids go to fucking cesspool gymnastics camp and you're going about business as usual. Like my, that's another thing. Like, not only are my kids not going to school, they're not going to tennis, they're not going to taekwondo, they're not going to piano, they're not doing anything except for watching television. And then it's driving me crazy because my middle child, God bless her, like, she's just like my problem child. She just won't watch any, like, she, like, I don't know. There's like a big, there's a big developmental difference between 4.5 and 7. My 7-year-old's happy watching TV all day. My almost five-year-old, unless it's something that she picks, and even then, like, she just gets bored and just wants to start playing and this and the other. Like, oh, it's just so much. Anyways, let's just keep it moving. Evangeline Lilly, stupid, but I love that she did not apologize. At least I know where she stands.
I kind of recall, I don't know if we've spoken about her before, but I remember reports on her before that she's you know, another one. She's an actor. She's way out there. I always thought she was hot on Lost, and I started to watch some interviews with her, and I was like, this chick's wacky. I've always kind of remembered her as being wacky, so she continues to be wacky, I see, even with kids.
Is she like an anti-vaxxer or something like that?
I'm not saying like her beliefs. I just thought that she was kind of an odd bird, you know, like a lot of actors are. They're just weird kind of people. They have strange things that don't make them normal or accessible. She just seemed like a little nutty. That's the best way I could explain it. A little off. Put it that way. She's a little off.
Well, thankfully, it hasn't been just coronavirus over the last few days, and seems like it's been few months already. Over the weekend, that full audio of that conversation between Kanye West and Taylor Swift leaked.
Oh, yes. I saw people posting about this and I didn't understand it. So lay it out for me.
I wish we could, maybe if you have time and if you care.
I don't. Trust me.
Okay.
I definitely don't have time. Oh, I'm so fucking busy with this radio show doing it from home. I'm so tired of putting these headphones on and looking into this computer screen. I feel like an office worker because this is not normal for me. Going to work is normal. But editing 5 radio shows a week and now these 2 shows, I want to take this computer and I want to throw it off the roof. I'm so tired of it. So now
you're getting paid extra at work?
Well, I'm just hoping to keep my job at this point. Paid extra? Get out of here. No, I'm not getting paid extra.
It's crazy with people. Like, I honestly cried the other day for the people that clean the gym that I go to. I'm like, what's going to happen? Those people can't work remotely. Like, what's going to happen to all of the cleaning people, the people that have jobs that can't work remotely? Anyways, what I was going to say, and if you guys are listening to this, I'm going to hope that maybe you are at home and have, well, first I'm hoping that you're able to work from home, but even just working from home, maybe that means you don't have to commute. So you have more time. Our podcast was already around in 2016 when this whole drama first happened. So go back if you can find it. Maybe it's on YouTube, on my YouTube, like a clip even, if you can't find the entire episode. Because I'm curious as to what we said back then and what our thoughts were. But I like to be transparent, just a reminder in case you forgot. This whole bullshit thing was like 30 minutes long. I didn't fucking watch that whole thing. I didn't have any interest or time to watch this entire leaked-ass, whack-ass, lame conversation. But from the people that did watch it, it basically just confirmed what Taylor Swift said all along, that he never told her that one specific lyric where he called her the B word. And she even said that she was afraid he would say that. And basically, to sum it all up, the conversation makes Kim and Kanye look bad now that it's leaked in its entirety, and it makes Taylor look good, and it just reaffirms what she said many years ago. I'm just curious how the hell this whole thing leaked. Because unless they leaked it themselves, Kim and Kanye, which I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Because they don't care what people think about them either way. They just want to be talked about. And I got to think business is slow right now. Very slow.
I think Kim does care because she's been trying to be better and do better and help others.
Well, maybe her mother doesn't care.
Maybe.
Mom's got her eye on the prize, on the dollar, on the, you know, on the clicks, and is looking at clicks like, hey, you know, people aren't really interested in you right now at all.
I don't think she would leak that without permission. Kim must have signed off on it.
It's such an old story that I just couldn't care less. It just seems like revisiting a fight that happened in high school. I've graduated from college already. I don't really care.
Taylor has not addressed the drama. She only liked a few posts on Tumblr that, of course, were siding with her. All right, in other non-coronavirus news, Tom Brady has signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I actually got some insight as to why he left the New England Patriots.
This should be good.
Maybe this is incorrect info. You might know more. But allegedly, he wanted just to control things. And he's the quarterback, not the coach. Is that it? Is that why he left?
He is part of the greatest quarterback coach combo ever. Belichick is the coach and he's the quarterback. And I don't know if maybe he just was tired of the situation. I don't think it's about money because he's got more money than he knows what to do with. Something definitely is going on between them, between that whole house of cards that they built or the direction he wants to go. A lot of people say he's done. He's 42. He didn't look really good at the end of last year. I mean, he was looking really slow. That coach just wants to win. I'm shocked that he just didn't retire, just go out on top.
Well, he thinks he could still win.
He's going to go play for a good team, too.
I don't even know if we're going to have football this year.
Maybe not.
Or any sports, because, oh, God, I don't want to be pessimistic, but, like, all right, we're going to get this under control. It's going to take a while, like maybe all of April, if not longer. But then there's going to be a second wave.
Yeah. Some people say we could be sitting in our houses for 8 months.
Oh, my God. If everybody just stayed home. I read this doctor who said, if we all stayed home for just 5 weeks, if everybody really took it seriously, though, and if everybody just stayed home for 5 weeks, we could have this taken care of. Because the length of illness of this virus is about just 2 weeks. So let's say you're on the early end of that, then you are going to be better. And then let's say within those 5 weeks, you got somebody else sick, then they have 2 weeks. By the end of 5 weeks, if we all stayed home.
Well, we're not doing that because we're a country that we've enjoyed our freedoms. We've got it made in the shade here. We have so much entertainment at our fingertips. We're an me society. It's all about me. And it's not going to happen. This is going to take forever because we're just talking about the hiking. Well, I got to go hiking. No, you don't. Just sit home for a little while.
It really sucks for all of the medical professionals.
It sucks for the people at the grocery store, okay? I mean, the bag checker should get a goddamn Academy Award, okay? That all award shows should be canceled from here on out. Let's celebrate people that are actually doing things that we need, like the bag checker. I'm sitting there watching her touch everything. I'm like, wow, this sucks.
Was she wearing
gloves?
And
I'm Cloroxing my groceries when I get home. No, she didn't have gloves on. Older lady, too. I'm like, wow, you are brave.
Well, I did read that some grocery store chains are giving them a temporary raise, although I think it should be a permanent raise. Like, hello. Mm-hmm. And if for whatever reason you've been laid off, I've heard that many of the grocery store chains and Amazon are both hiring right now. Kroger, I think, is hiring 10,000 people, and Amazon is hiring 100,000 people. So if you want temporary work or permanent work, those are jobs that could be working now. Just wild.
Do you frequently wake up feeling stiff in the morning or with a pain in your back or neck? Well, you probably don't have the best mattress for you. You need Purple in your lives. I love Purple Mattress. It is quality assured and guaranteed. If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, Purple will help you. They will revolutionize the way you experience a mattress. The founders of Purple are two brothers who've been developing cushioning technology for 30 years on things like medical beds and wheelchairs. Purple is different from other mattresses. They will feel both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling comfortable. It's breathable, so it sleeps cool. Plus, it comes with a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. Plus, there's free shipping and returns and free in-home setup and old mattress removal. You're going to love Purple. And right now, my PHP listeners, you will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. Just text Perez to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text Perez to 84888. Message and data rates may apply.
I expect today, by the time we finish recording, for there to be an official announcement about the Summer Olympics.
I think the Olympics have run their course.
What do you mean?
There's no need for the Olympics. It puts a massive strain on the economy of any country that it's in. It's a pain in the ass for infrastructure. It's dumb. Why are we still battling against other countries? It's like the dumbest thing in the world. There's no need for the Olympics. Just cancel them altogether. This is the perfect time to pull the plug.
It's for money. It's because of money.
Money? What? For money for who? For the networks that carry it? Because the athletes aren't making any money.
Yeah, money for the networks and money for the International Olympic Committee.
Enough. Cancel them. Cancel them. They cost way too much for, and they're just a giant weight on every economy. Cancel them. Waste of time.
They're going to most likely be postponed till next summer, 2021, mm-hmm. which will be historic because it's the only time not in war that the Olympic mm-hmm. Games have been postponed. So wild, wild times.
Cancel them.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. I know it is for me. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. That's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's GEICO.com. Geico.com.
I have an announcement to make next show. So okay. Let's just take some calls now.
Well, let's ask about your birthday first. We got any plans today? Are you going to whoop it up any sort of style? Do you have a cake planned? What are you going
to
do?
I tried to buy a cake online, but I couldn't. I couldn't place an order. Everything was out. And I just don't want to leave my house unless I have to. In the last week and a half, I've only left my house once, and that was to go to the P.O. box. And I went with glasses on, with gloves on, with a scarf around my face. Like I said, I just don't want to get my mom sick. I don't want to get my kids sick.
Good for you.
I made sure to open my boxes outside my house in the alley, in the little, whatever, in the area between my house and where my mom is. I showered as soon as I got back home.
Are you getting takeout?
My mom is the one that used to do groceries. And before the situation got really bad, like 2 weeks ago, she bought like a ton of food. So we've had enough food for a while. Some point this week, I'm probably going to have to go to the supermarket just because I can't be, mm-hmm. I can't get anything online. And that's fine. It is what it is. I don't know. I was so spoiled because like before all of this, like my life was a machine. Like I knew what my days were going to look like. I knew at the times things were going to be done. I knew my mom could help me with this or that or the other to help things run. Like over the last week, I've only done like one live YouTube video, which is weird because I used to do it every single weekday.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. It's like Madonna problems. Like my problems are not that bad in comparison to, you know, people that are in the hospital right now. Or actually, and you make me fun of me for this, but there is a member of my fram, and I mean that, like, this is a woman that has donated money to me, that has bought merch.
We call those people suckers. You should rename them suckers instead of fram, but continue.
She is very ill. She's got coronavirus and is in the hospital. I've been talking to her husband every day. Her young son was also in the hospital too, both of them on ventilators. The Damn. Son is doing better. And that's actually what happens. I've read this.
Where are we going to take some calls?
People get sick in clusters. So families get sick and colleagues, coworkers get sick together.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not doing well. Her son's doing better, but she is expected to pull through. She's still on a ventilator. And now her husband tells me that she's going to be in the hospital at least for another 12 more days. Thankfully, Damn. She's in the UK. So they have a good healthcare system there. But just...
Well, wishing her the
yes,
best.
Yes, Fiona, I'm thinking of you every single day. And, let's take some calls.
President Booker, what in the fried fish is going on with your girl Madonna?
Yeah. We covered that one. What is with Madonna? I mean, I just can't believe she's just that far gone.
That's what I said. It's like when you just surround yourself with yes people for decades.
That's what happens.
you think you can do no wrong. And she also thinks she's so enlightened.
Like she's smarter than everybody.
Yeah, that's what she thinks. Girl, you're clearly not. A smarter person would not have done what you did. Jesus. I'm just trying to make stupid TikTok videos to make people laugh.
Yeah, please stop. Okay, here we go.
Hey, y'all. I was just calling to say Booker should sing at the end of every episode. It's amazing. Love y'all.
All right. I will sing at the end of today's episode as well.
Don't.
One more call. I will. I have a song prepared.
Hi, Perez and Booker. It's Siri from Northern Virginia. I hope you guys are doing well during this time of crisis, and same with your families. So I kind of had more of a comment, and it's just about, Bachelor Nation and, the direction it's going in. Last year was proof that, you know, it's just become, a place for people to become, influencers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this season, and I guess last season, too, with Tyler Cameron, it's just taken on, a new role. I don't know if you guys saw Kim Kardashian tweeted, I love Hannah Ann. And you guys were talking about Selena Gomez she went game shopping with Madison at Target. And what I think is Selena, she's religious. She was watching The Bachelor and, she just admired how Maddie was carrying herself and everything and probably just DM'd her. And, of course, Maddie is not going to say no. So it's for even girls.
Okay, Siri's all over the place here. But, and I love her. Thank you for calling. She calls a lot. No, she's right, though. The direction of The Bachelor, I know this sounds silly and I know this sounds dumb, but at the beginning of every season, there was this feeling that, wow, two people could really fall in love. Like you found some genuine people. I feel like they found the pukes of the earth that are on Instagram or now TikTok. And these people are looking for more followers. And now the Kardashians and Selena Gomez's and all of these people are glomming onto them because it's good business. And it sucks. It's lost the flair of, I know it sounds goofy, but for love. And you kind of did watch for that. At the end of the day, you hoped that that was going to happen. And it's not happening anymore because they keep picking douchebags. So Siri's point, I agree with.
But I think that was always the case. I mean, even the very beginning before social media, the ones that did it, they just did it because they wanted to be on TV. Come on.
I can't argue with that. Everyone secretly dreams of being on TV or being known or noteworthy. I think that's a normal emotion to go through, and getting the opportunity is great. But there were some real couples on the show over the years that were actually, you could say, hey, these people are pretty good together. And that's what you looked forward to. Not the pukes they have on now. They're just a bunch of pukes and I don't like any of them. I'll leave you with a song. I got it. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. When I am, I can't remember the words.
Make me happy.
Make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know. Just how much
you never know, dear.
I never know
how much
I love you.
Would
right,
you
so
take,
please,
I don't know.
My sunshine away. I believe that was written by a state governor.
Was
too.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Guys, have a great corona-free day. Stay safe. We'll talk to you in a couple days. Happy birthday, Perez.
Survivor Season 40 is here with 20 past champions returning for Winners at War. Survivor fans know that this is the best Survivor season in years, and we're breaking it all down after each episode on Rob Has a Podcast. I'm two-time Survivor Rob Sestrino, host of Rob Has a Podcast, and we've got recaps, interviews with your favorite former players, and a community of Survivor fans from all around the world. So come check out Rob Has a Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts.